弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace out, my brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们在安息日的时候能够聚集来敬拜神。
It is a great joy that we may gather here on this holy Sabbath day to worship God.
愿主耶稣按照他的应许，把各种属灵的福气都丰丰富富的浇灌在我们弟兄姐妹的身上。
And may our Lord shower upon us abundantly His precious blessings.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名。来跟我们分享，请来尝尝主恩的滋味，这个主题。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'd like to study upon the topic, come to taste and see that God is good.
我们在读经的时候，今天在读诗篇三十四篇。
Today we are on Psalm chapter 34.
第八节是一句非常美的诗。
Verse 8 is a very beautiful song.
他说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道。”他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Here says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him."
这是一个很重大的宣告，也是一个邀请。
This is not only a great proclamation; it is also an invitation.
他说要来尝一尝看看。
Here says, "Come and taste and see."
所以他说你来尝了就会知道神是美善。
Once you come to taste, and you will know that the Lord is good.
那最后会导致一个行动，就是会来投靠这位美善的神。
And in the end, you will come to trust in the Lord that is good.
所以信仰是要靠体验的。
So faith is one that relies on experience.
在学校里面做实验，很多事情要靠实验，从错误当中学习，然后去修正。
We know at school we make different experiments, and that's how you come to the right conclusion.
但是信仰，我们所做的实验就是来体验看看。
But the experiment that we make in our faith is to experience this God.
如果这位神是活着的神
，If this God is truly a living God,
他所讲的话是真的
，Then the words that He says are true.
那么他告诉我们要去做的事，我们照着去做，就会有体验，就会得恩典。
If we do according to what He has entrusted us, and we will be blessed.
所以信仰是要去实行，就要去做看看。
Therefore, faith is one that we must carry out and give it a try.
那我们做了有体验，就会相信说这位神是真的活的。
Once we do it and we experience it, then we will know that this God is truly alive.
那我们在教会里面也会听到很多弟兄姐妹的见证。
In church, we also hear of testimonies from different brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人，我们的生活环境背景都不一样。
We all come from different backgrounds and different environment.
但是这位神，他不管是谁来依靠他，都会得到同样的体验。
But regardless of who, as long as you trust and rely on Him, you will receive the same experience.
最后会得到。共同的结论就是，这是一个美善的神。
Ultimately, we'll come to the same conclusion that this is a good God.
凡投靠他的就有福了。
And those who trust in Him will be blessed.
那这个是我们每一个人的选择。
And this is a choice for all of us.
神并没有命令我们一定要来投靠他。
God did not command us to put our trust in Him.
但是他把恩典摆在我们面前，让我们自己来选择。
But He had placed these blessings before us for us to choose ourselves.
每一个对神有体验的人就会愿意来跟从这位又真又活的神。
And those who have experience in Him will be willing to follow this true and living God.
我们今天早上就从诗篇三十四篇来看这样一个很重要的邀请。
And this morning, we like to study Psalm chapter 34, this very important invitation.
来经历诗篇的作者他所告诉我们这个道理。
And to experience and understand the teaching the psalmist is to tell us.
诗篇三十四篇一开头的时候有一个标题写说大卫在亚比米勒面前装疯被他赶出去就做这诗。
In the beginning of Psalm 34 says, A Psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech who drove him away and he departed.
所以这篇诗有它很特殊的背景。
So this Psalm has its very own background.
那这个背景是记载在撒母耳记上第21章的。
And the story is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 21.
现在来看这个诗的背景，那么进入来一起经历大卫的邀请，来看看主恩的滋味如何。
And now let us enter into David's invitation and see the goodness of our Lord.
撒母耳记上21章，请看第10节。
Let's first turn to 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 10.
请读第十节。
Verse 10, then David arose and fled that day from before Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath.
第十一节。
11, and the servants of Achish said to him, Is it not David the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David his ten thousands?
那这个是大卫在逃避扫罗王的追杀的时候，他跑到非利士地加特城加特王雅吉那里去了。
This is during the time when David fled from King Saul and went to the land Achish in Philistines.
那他跑到加特这个城，加特很特别啊。
And here he came to the place of Gath.
他别的地方不去，他跑到加特去，他自己自投罗网。
And he came to this place to fall into the hands of the king.
因为哥利亚这个巨人就是加特人。
Because Goliath originated from Gath.
啊，那个撒母耳记上十七章的第四节特别描述，那个巨人哥利亚是众人都知道的，他就是加特人呢。
First Samuel chapter 17 verse 4 says, Goliath was known to all, and he was from the land of Gath.
那他是当时候他们的战士，他们众人所倚靠的那个武器。
He was the mighty warrior and the weapon of the Philistines.
但是现在这个哥利亚竟然是被这个牧童大卫把他打死的。
But Goliath was killed by this little shepherd boy David.
当时候大卫从战场上回来的时候，众妇女在歌颂说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，这一句赞美的话都已经传到各地方去，包括加特人他们都知道了。
When David came back from the battlefield, the women saying that Saul has slain his thousands and David his ten thousands, and this has even spread to his enemy lands.
哦，所以那个当时候也没有摄影机啊，也没有照片啊，他们怎么会知道大卫就是这个人呢？
And back then they didn't have any video clips or any pictures. How would they know that David was this person?
那表示大卫打死哥利亚这件事情在当时候真的是很轰动。
And we can only know that this incident of David killing Goliath was a very widespread event.
大卫这个人，他众人就记住了。
Everyone had remembered this name David.
有些加特人可能他们没有看过大卫这个人。
Perhaps people from Gath did not know or have seen David before.
但是知道人一定会跟他描述这个是一个怎么样的人。
But once they know of David, they would describe to one another how David looked like.
现在雅吉的臣仆他们也认识大卫。
And now the servants of Achish also know David.
那这里这个王是叫做他是加特王是雅吉哈。
So Achish was the king of Gath.
但是在诗篇三十四篇他是写说是亚比米勒。
But in Psalm 34 it says Abimelech.
那这个有可能这个亚比米勒是当时候非利士人他们王的称呼。
So Abimelech could be simply a title to the king of Philistines.
就像埃及的王叫做法老。
For example, the kings of Pharaoh, kings of Egypt are called Pharaoh.
所以但是法老他是个王位啊，他这个那个王本身他有他自己的名字的。
Pharaoh is simply a title of the king. The king himself has a name.
哦，所以很有可能这个非利士人他们当时的王可能称为亚比米勒。
Therefore, it is possible that the Philistines refer to their kings as Abimelech.
但是他的名字叫做亚基。
But the actual name is called Achish.
那所以现在大卫跑到这个加特王那边去，为了要躲避扫罗王。
And now David fled to the king of Gath in order to avoid King Saul.
其实加特这个地方跟耶路撒冷离没有很远啊。
In fact, Gath was not too far away from Jerusalem.
如果照要逃亡的路线来说，大卫应该不会逃得那么近，那个很快就被发现，很快就被抓到了。
But looking at David's escape route, he shouldn't have only fled to such a nearby place. He would be caught very easily.
因为那个非利士地是在靠近地中海旁边呢。
The land of Philistines was next to the Mediterranean Sea.
那从那个耶路撒冷到海边，其实如果按照地图看来呢，差不多只有三四十 mile 而已，没有很远。
So according to the map, Jerusalem was only about 30 to 40 miles from the sea.
但是这个就是大卫他觉得跑到加特去是最安全的地方。
But at that time, David felt it was the safest to escape to the land of Gath.
因为扫罗再怎么想也不会想到大卫会跑到加特去。
Because Saul would never imagine David fleeing to Gath.
因为这个地方不就是众人都知道大卫杀死哥利亚吗？
But because that was the very place where everyone knew that David had killed Goliath.
那但是就是在这个地方，大卫 他再怎么算也算不到，众人认识他，现在他遇到一个大危难了。
But at this time, David would never know that people in Gath knew of him.
他以为最危险的地方就是最安全的。
He thought the most dangerous place would be the safest place for him.
是的，扫罗王大概不会想到他会跑到那里去。
And the truth is, Saul would never chase him to Gath.
问题是现在这里的人认识他呀。
But the problem is now the people of Gath know of him.
好，所以当大卫发现他的身份被人家认出来之后，第二十一章的第十二节，大卫就把这个话放在心里，他很怕。加特王亚基的。
And so now David knows that these people know him, so he took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath.
那这个时候他要怎么样才能够脱离这个险境呢？
So at this time, how could he deliver himself from this dangerous situation?
那第十三节，你看这个时候大卫啊，他说在众人面前改变寻常的举动，他说在他们手下就装疯卖傻。
And so 13 says he changes behavior before them, pretended madness in their hands.
然后在城门的门扇上面胡写乱画，使唾沫留在胡子上。
And he scratched on the doors of the gate and let his saliva fall down on his beard.
所以他就让自己 像一个疯子一样。
So he pretended to be mad.
所以在人面前真的是很没有面子的。
So he was very embarrassed before.
但是这个就是他认为。他只能够用这个方式让众人，让这个王不会联想到这个人怎么可能会是打死哥利亚的那个英雄呢？
So that was the only way he thought of to let the king of Gath not think of him as David.
所以大卫他这个举动，真的发生功效了。
So what David did had to taken effect.
十四节亚吉他都对臣仆说：“你们看，这个人是个疯子，你为什么？”带他到我这里来呢？
So then Kish said to his servants, "Look, you see this man is insane. When have you brought him to me?"
十五节说， 15. 我的国难道岂缺少疯子吗？你们带这个人到我面前疯癫吗？这个人岂可进我的家呢？
And have I need a madman that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?
所以看起来亚吉这个王，他真的没有看出大卫他真正的身份。
So it seems that Achish did not recognize that David was David.
他真的把大卫当作疯子一样。
So he treated David as a madman.
所以他就把他赶走了。
So he drove him out.
所以你看大卫在这个从最危险的时候他可以脱身了。
So David was able to escape from this dangerous situation.
我们想如果亚吉王他认出大卫是谁。
If we think that if Achish had recognized who David is.
任何人二话不说一定把他抓起来。
So they would have taken him in right away.
先抓起来之后再来做处理，接下去他们这个大英雄被杀死的事情就可以平反，然后可以就一篇大道理可以讲了。
And so after they take David in, they would be able to revenge for Goliath.
但是现在这个亚吉王他没有看出大卫真正的身份。
But now King Achish did not recognize David's true status.
所以把大卫赶走。
So he drove him out.
第二十二章的第一节，大卫就离开加特，他说跑到亚杜兰洞去了。
Chapter 22, verse 1, David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam.
那在这个洞里面大卫住了一段时间。
So he lived in this cave for a period of time.
他逃到这个洞里面去了。
He fled into this cave.
最后他的父亲的全家还有很多听到大卫这个下落的人，那受窘迫的欠债的心理孤儿，他们都来跟随大卫。
So when his brothers and all his father's house heard of it, they went down there and followed David.
在那里大卫又组成了自己一个跟随他的人400人。
So there he formed followers of 400 men.
就在这个亚杜兰洞里面。
It was in this very cave of Adullam.
大卫看起来他写了几篇诗篇。
So it was in that cave that he had written a few psalms.
所以诗篇34篇、诗篇56篇都是同样的背景。
So Psalm 34 and Psalm 56 all carry the same background.
都是逃避亚吉的时候所写的。
And they are all written during the time of fleeing away from King Achish.
诗篇57篇是大卫在亚杜兰洞所写的。
Psalm 57 was written in the cave of Adullam.
所以诗篇三十四篇称为洞穴之歌。
So Psalm 34 became the psalm of the cave.
就是他在这个逃亡的过程当中，他感受到神给他的恩惠，他特别写这首诗歌来纪念。
And that is in the time of fleeing, he had felt especially experienced the grace of God. Therefore, he had written the psalm.
他这一首诗歌表达他对神的感谢之恩。
And the psalm reflects his gratitude and thanksgiving toward God.
因为如果没有神救他，
had it not been for God's saving,
他已经 被抓走。
He would have been taken in.
他可能早就没命。
And he would have lost his life.
他可能不是死在扫罗的手下，但是可能死在敌人的监牢里。
And he either died under the hands of Saul or under the hands of his enemies.
在这样一个危急的状态下。
So in such a dire situation.
大卫他怎么知道要用这个方式来逃脱呢？
How did David know to deliver himself with this method?
这跟他平常的举动做法很不一样。
And this is unlike his usual behaviors.
我们现在看回来诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 34.
诗篇三十四篇第一节到第三节。
Psalm chapter 34, verse 1 to 3.
来，请读。
Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. 2, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
你看这一段呢，大卫他一开头说，我要时时称颂神。
In the beginning, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
就是说，随时都在赞美神。
And that is to praise and bless our Lord at all times.
只是这个时候，在这一个 moment， 这个当下的时候，他赞美神而已。
And not only praise God at this very moment.
他说，赞美的话常常在我的口中。
And that words of praise shall continually be in my mouth.
我的心要因为神夸耀。
And my soul shall make its boast in the Lord.
他说，谦卑人听见我的这些信息就会喜乐。
And the humble shall hear of this message and be glad.
你们跟我一起来尊神为大。
And oh, magnify the Lord with me.
要一起来高举他的名。
And let us exalt his name together.
其实当时候大卫从这个危难当中脱离的时候，脱身的时候。
So when he escaped from this dire situation.
他的整个情形是非常的不堪的，不是吗？
And he was in a not very good situation.
装疯卖傻，他像一个疯子一样的。
He pretended to be someone mad.
是被人家赶出去的。
He was driven out.
他曾经很风光的接受众人的欢呼赞美。
And once he was received by the multitudes in glory.
但是他现在被赶出去了。
But now he was driven out.
他没有觉得很羞耻。
But he did not feel ashamed.
他没有去抱怨神说，神啊，你怎么没有保护我？
And he did not complain to God as to why God did not protect him.
他反而他说，我要一直以神夸耀。
But in return, he said, I will praise and bless our Lord all the time.
他的心真的是以神为荣。
And his heart, praised the Lord.
所以他满口赞美神的话。
So his mouth was full of praising words.
他虽然很困苦，但是他还是一直赞美神。
Though he was in trouble, he continued to praise God.
这是非常不容易的。
And this is not very easy.
今天如果我们遇到很多困苦患难不顺利的情况的时候，
Today, if we're met with adversity and many tribulations,
我们通常不是埋怨人，就是怨叹神。
We're either grumbling against God or complaining to men.
不然就是责备自己说，哇，我怎么这么不小心。
Or we may rebuke ourselves as to why we're not careful.
我们很少在这种情况下会高声赞美神，说神很伟大。
And really, under these kinds of situations, will we praise loudly to our God that
He is great? 我要用我的嘴巴不住的来赞美歌颂神的伟大。
That we will use our mouth to continually praise His name.
那这个时候，其实我们就看出我们灵性这个高低就出来了。
But it's also that this time that we may be able to tell the spirituality.
我看到大卫，他是虽然在这样一个很不堪的情况底下
，Even though David was in such a bad situation，
他还是非常敬畏神。
He still feared the Lord.
他说，这个神一直是他觉得很荣耀的。
And he regarded God as his glory.
不论顺境或者是逆境，他都以神为荣耀。
Whether in prosperity or adversity, he always took God as his glory.
他时常觉得说，神的名是要被尊崇的。
He always regarded God's name as one to be glorified.
他一直很在意神的名有没有因着他的缘故受亏损。
And he's always mindful whether the name of God has been harmed because of him.
因为他如果被抓走，
if he was taken in by his enemies,
死的可能是他自己一个人的个人的生命而已。
So he may be the only one who lost his life.
但是真正受羞辱的是神的名。
But it would be God's name that would be put to shame.
所以他很相信。
So he firmly believed,
为了神的名的缘故，神绝对不会让这个事情发生。
For the sake of God's name, God will not allow that to happen.
在加特王那边
，So at the king of Gath,
如果大卫被抓走
，If David was taken in,
他你看神的名会受到何等大的羞辱。
We can see how great a sufferer the Lord's name would become.
所以他现在你看他邀请众人说要一起跟他来高举神的名。
So here he invited all to exalt the name of God together.
今天如果我们时常会记住我们今天是属耶稣的。
Today, if we can always remember that we belong to Christ.
我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And that we are a member of True Jesus Church.
我们称为真教会的信徒。
And that we are the members of the True Church.
我们的身上都带着一个名字叫做耶稣。
And all of us carry the name Jesus.
我们今天不管做什么事情
Today, no matter what we do,
都一定要时时记住主的名不要因着我们的缘故受羞辱
We must always remember that we must not let the name of our Lord suffer because of us
我们要用我们的生命让神的名得到尊大
We need to use our life to glorify and magnify the name of God
这是大卫他 一向他行事的他的志向他行事的原则
And this is a principle and the direction of David's life
如果我们能够时时都能够赞美神称颂神
If we can always praise and remember the Lord
其实同时之间我们心里面就会常常充满喜乐
And at the very same time our hearts will always be filled with joy
你看一个人的心里面如果不喜乐的时候他是没办法歌颂没办法赞美的
If a person has lost his joy then they will not be able to praise and give thanks
就是我们的心里一直都存着不满
If we're always complaining
如果我们的心里面一直觉得很事情好像很无奈
So if we always feel that our hearts are troubled 我们
通常很难唱歌的啦
It is very difficult for us to praise and sing things
有时候哼口里面在哼哼一个歌曲的时候
If we're humming a song
就是表示我们的心情是很愉快的
It means that we are very light-hearted
那不然就是像那个遇到那个丧事的时候唱哀歌
Or even during times of funeral when we sing the funeral songs.
没有人喜欢唱哀歌。
And no one likes to sing those songs.
我们当我们在唱歌的时候，通常表达我们的心情是很喜乐的。
So we like to sing songs that represent a good heart and good spirit.
所以大卫他这里诗篇给我们一个很重要的提醒。
So here the Psalm of David gives us a very important warning.
要时时称颂神，满口赞美。
That is to praise God at all times.
那表示我们要常常喜乐。
Represent that we are joyful at all times.
要常常去体验到主的恩典。
And to always experience the grace of God.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章这样说。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章。
Turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章第十五节。
Chapter 5 verse 15.
请读十五节到十八节。
15 to 18. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. 16. Rejoice always. 17. Pray without ceasing. 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
你看这里特别提到我们要谨慎。
Here says to be watchful always.
就是表示说我们要对我们的生活要常常要注意，到底我现在处在一个什么状况下。
That is to be mindful of our lives always to see what circumstance we are under.
我们会不会常常感谢？
Do we give thanks always?
或者是我们会想要以恶报恶？
Or do we want to render evil for evil?
或者如果我们今天会感受到，体验到主的恩典的时候，
Or today, after we have experienced the grace of God,
我们就会想到神对我很好。
Then we'll remember that God is good to us.
那我们应该要对别人也要以此相待了。
And we should show the same kindness to others.
他说我们不管是在什么情况下，待众人都要常常追求良善。
Here says we must pursue what is good both for yourself and for all under all circumstances.
因为我们总是希望神以良善对我们。
Because we want God to treat us with goodness.
我们若是要神对我们很好，
If you want God to be kind to us,
我们就需要以这个良善的态度去对待别人。
Then we also need to be kind to others.
这是主耶稣基督他教导我们祷告的内容之一。
And this is one of the content to Lord Jesus' teaching of a prayer.
在主的祷告文里面，只有一件事情是要求我们要做的。
In the Lord's prayer, there is only one thing that God asks of us.
就是说，他说赦免我们的罪，赦免我们的债，像我们赦免别人的债一样。
And that is to forgive our debts as we forgive others.
所以我们如果要期待主耶稣对我们有良善，
If we want our Lord to be kind to us,
我们就要以良善来待别人。
And likewise, we need to be kind to others.
那这个也就是律法里面的所谓的金科玉律，就是这个就是神律法的精髓。
And this is the spirit and the soul to the law of God.
我们希望别人怎么待我们，我们就怎么样去待别人。
We'll treat others the same way that we want them to treat us.
所以当一个人在真的在跟随神的时候，
So when a person is truly following the Lord,
一定会抓住神的这个美善的原则。
They will hold on to this good principle of our Lord.
当我们对人好的时候，
When we're good to others,
其实我们会得到喜乐的。
And in fact, we will be joyful ourselves.
这个不是靠我们自己，
And this is not relying on ourselves.
而是靠着神他加添给我们力量。
Rather, it relies on the strength that our Lord gives unto us.
我们要能够不以恶报恶已经不简单了。
It is not easy to not render evil for evil.
但是我们不能够以此为满足。
But we cannot be content just by that.
主耶稣要我们说要以善待恶。
And furthermore, Lord Jesus wants us to pay good for what is good.
当我们愿意这样来过我们的生活的时候，
So when we're willing to live our life in such a manner,
其实这个就是第十六节说要常常喜乐的秘诀之一。
So this is a secret to verse 16 to be able to rejoice always.
我们 帮助人的时候，其实就是喜乐。
And when we help others, in fact, we ourselves are glad.
我们能够克服我们人性的软弱，能够以善待恶的时候，我们就得喜乐了。
When we can overcome our human weakness and repay good for what is good, then we will be able to rejoice.
那要这样做，要不住的祷告。
In order to do this, we must pray without ceasing.
不是靠我们自己
，not relying on ourselves，
而是靠那加添我们力量的，凡事都可以做。
But to rely on those, the one who give us strength.
那当我们能够靠神的时候
，and when we're able to rely on God，
不管是顺境和逆境
，whether in adversity or prosperity，
我们就可以凡事谢恩。
Then we can give thanks always。
我们就会知道啊，其实神给我们的恩典已经够用。
In fact, we will know God's grace is sufficient。
我们会常常在感谢神的时候
，we will when we give thanks to our Lord always。
我们很自然的会看到别人给我们的恩典。
Very naturally, we'll see the grace bestowed upon us by others。
我们会充满感恩的心。
Then we will be filled with thanks。
所以我们的心情会常常都是很满足的。
Then we will always be in a very thankful mood.
我们总是看到很正别人的很正面的一面。
We'll see the positive side of people.
我们的眼睛啊，就会眼光会明亮。
And our eyes will be brightened.
我们发现说，其实这个世界，我们在神为我们安排这个周遭的人很好。
Then we realize that in fact the people that God has arranged around us are in fact good.
所以我们越感谢，我们心越满足。
The more we give thanks, the more satisfied and content we will be.
这个就是大卫，你看他在逆境当中，他竟然可以产生这样的一个很正面的一个反应，写出这么美的诗篇来。
And this is how David was able to derive such a positive attitude in times of adversity to write this song.
我要时时称颂神。
I will praise our Lord.
然后呢，他不是只是这样讲一个说你们要这样做。
He not only said you only have to do this.
他其实用他自己的例子来说明的。
He illustrated through his own example.
因为他个人就经历了这样的一个神的拯救。
Because he himself had experienced this deliverance of a Lord.
看回来诗篇34篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 34.
从第四节开始到第七节。
From verse 4 to verse 7.
这就是他个人尝到主恩滋味的经历。
And this is his personal experience of him tasting the grace of God.
我们请看第四节。
Verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
第五节。
Verse 5, they looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed.
第六节。
Verse 6, the poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles.
第七节。
7, the angels of the Lord encamps all around those who hear him and delivers them.
你看他这里他曾经做了几件事情，都是对着这位又真又活的神而做的。
He had done a few things toward this true and living God.
他个人说，我曾经寻求神。
He said, I sought the Lord.
就是说，他在危难的时候，他不是去找人的帮助，他是去找这位神。
In times of trouble, he did not seek after men, instead he sought after the Lord.
当他找神的时候
，When he sought after the Lord,
他就蒙神应允。
And the Lord.Answered him.
所以他在这个恐惧当中哦，他是找神的。
So in times of fear, he sought after God.
他说，因为神经营我，救我脱离一切的恐惧。
Because he delivered me from all my fears.
你看大卫，他在发现他被人家认出来的时候。
So in the time when David knew that he was, his status was recognized.
他是一个逃亡的人。
He was a refugee.
看起来他当时并没有什么周边的人在旁边。给他出什么点子
？And he was alone. He didn't have anyone to give him any advices.
他等于在敌人的手掌心里面。
He was in the hands of his enemies.
这个时候他找谁
？So who could he turn to during that time?
他只能够求这位神。
He could only cry out to his God.
他没有任何其他人可以靠了。
And there's no one for him to rely on.
他只要一不小心，他就没命了。
And not being careful, he would easily lose his life.
所以他知道。他唯一可以寻求就是这位神而已。
So he understood the only person he could turn to was his God.
圣经里面没有描述说大卫当时是怎么祷告的。
And the Bible does not describe how David prayed to God at that time.
但是从他诗篇里面这样写，我们就知道。
But from the psalm we can see.
他当时候心里面是多么渴慕，他说：“神啊，你一定要救我。”
And at that time, how much he longed for the saving of God.
我要怎么样才能够从敌人的手掌心里面跑出来啊？
And what must I do to be delivered from the hands of my enemies?
除了主你有办法之外，我还有什么办法呢？
Apart from God, and what else do I have?
所以他寻求神，他就蒙应允了。
So he sought after God, and his prayer was listened to.
人的帮助是枉然的。
So we know help of men.
很多时候我们在这个恐惧患难当中，我们很自然会想要得到 从人来的帮助。
Many times in fears and trouble, very naturally we want to get help from men.
因为那是马上可以看得到的。
Because that is a very immediate help.
我们身边的人都可以给我们一个方法，哦，这个可以试，我们马上就想要去试试看。
Because people by me may give us immediate advices and help answers.
因为我们人通常都是凭眼见的。
Because men, we live by sight.
但最终我们会发现，人的帮助是有限。
But ultimately, we'll realize that men's help are limited.
啊，所以诗篇60篇哈，一句话也是很好。
Some.Chapter 60.
我们看诗篇六十篇
Saying Psalm chapter 60.
诗篇六十篇第十一节
Psalm chapter 60 verse 11. 11. Give us help from trouble, for the help of men is useless.
第十二节
Verse 12. Through God we will do valiantly, and it is He who shall tread us down our enemies.
你看他这里说求你帮助我们攻击敌人，就是当我们面对敌人的时候。要求谁？求这位神。
So when we're in times of trouble, who do we ask? We must pray to God.
他说，人的帮助是枉然的。
For the help of man is useless.
我们依靠神才能够施展大能。
And through God, we will do valiantly.
因为智慧是神给的。
Because God gives wisdom.
方法是神提供给他的。
And methods are granted to men.
所以他说，践踏我们敌人就是这位神。
And the one who treads down our enemies is this God.
能够让我们逃脱危险的就是这位，他这个。充满智慧无所不知的神
And this is the all-knowing and God of wisdom who will deliver us from trouble.
所以我们愿意寻求神的就蒙应
Those who are willing to seek after the Lord will be answered.
这是主耶稣他告诉门徒说的
And this is what the Lord told his disciples.
他说你叩门这个就为你开门
If you knock on the door will be open to you.
寻求就寻见
You seek, you shall find.
这个就是主很明确的应许
And this is a very clear promise of our Lord
我们要不管在什么情况下都要寻求这位神
No matter what circumstance we are in We must seek after our God
其实很多时候我们在困境的时候我们会很自然的寻求神
And the fact is many times we are in trouble We will naturally cry out to God
但真正危险不是在我们在困境在患难当中
But true times of danger is not when we are actually in the danger
在这个社会真正的危险是我们在顺境的时候
We know the true danger in today's society is when we are in times of peace
当我们觉得我什么事情都很顺的时候
When we feel that everything is going well for us in our life
这才是真正最危险的时刻
And that is a true time of danger
在这个时候我们终于能够看到我们处在危险当中
But if we are able to see that we are actually in times of trouble at that very time
我们更应当要寻求这位神
And how much more shall we seek after this God
我们寻求神就是求神来保守我们的心思意念
We seek after God so he may protect watch over our thoughts in our heart
因为当我们不小心的时候
Because when we're not careful
我们可能就会像大卫他当时所经历过的
Very easily will we go through what David had experienced
比如说我们现在 看回来诗篇
Let's turn back to Psalm
第三十篇
Psalm chapter 30
诗篇三十篇
Psalm chapter 30
第六节
Verse 6 Now in my prosperity I said I shall never be moved
你看当我凡事平顺的时候我就说我永不动摇
And now in my prosperity I said I will never be moved
就在他觉得他永不动摇的时候他就快倒了
And just when he said I will never be moved That's when he was about to fall
他差点没命
He almost lost his life
而且百姓也跟着受苦
And his people suffered with him
所以我们要寻求神
So we must seek after God
不是只有在危险的时候
Not only in times of adversity
是在我们在平顺的时候
But especially in times of peace
更需要让我们的心紧紧地跟着这位神
And more How much more do we need our heart to be
我们求告他求他来保守我们的心思意念的时候
When we ask God to keep our hearts and thoughts
神就应允我们
God will listen to us
他要帮助我们的脚脱离网罗
He will deliver our feet from the traps
我们在平顺的时候
In times of peace
我们的时间会花在哪里
Where do we spend our time
我们可能会花在电视机前面
We might spend it before the television
我们可能跟着我们的朋友在那里聊天
We might be chatting
享受这个美好的时光
We might be chatting or having a good time with our friends
我们可能把我们的时间花在电脑前面在网络上
We might spend our time before the computers or on the internet
我们可能可以借着网络可以遇到很多人可以看到很多东西我们觉得我们好像很享受这个时间
Perhaps through the internet We may meet many new people Or see many different things And that is the time we enjoy most
但是这个就是网罗
But that is the trap
这个就是可能会让我们离开神的一个危机
And that is a crisis That may lead us away from God
我们寻求神求他保守我们
So we seek after God Ask him to keep our hearts
救我们的脚脱离网罗
And deliver us our feet from the traps
所以我们不会被这个世界的罪恶缠住了
So we will not be trapped by the things of this world
所以 圣经里面有一句话。
There's a saying in the Bible.
我们在查经的时候查过一句话啊。我们请读诗篇25篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 25.
诗篇25篇。
Psalm chapter 25.
25节。
Verse 15. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
你看这句话说我的眼目时常仰望神。
That my eyes are always toward the Lord.
就是我们在寻求神。
That we are seeking after the Lord.
那这样子他就将我的脚从网里拉出来。
And he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
现在这个网络。
Now this internet.
那个无所不在。
It is everywhere.
我们多少人的脚，我们的身心，眼睛都陷在这个网里面。
How many of our hearts, our eyes and feet are all in this trap?
让我们来寻求这位主，把我们的眼目放在神的身上。
And now let us seek after our Lord, so we may place our eyes on Him.
还要把我们的脚从网里面拿出来。
And He will pluck our feet out of this net.
所以我们真的可以在主里面得到真正的满足。
So we may gain this true satisfaction in the Lord.
我们愿意寻求他。
When we're willing to seek after Him, He will listen to our prayers.
他就救我们脱离一切的恐惧。
He will deliver us from all fears and troubles.
这是大卫他所经历过的。
This is a personal experience of David.
看回来三十四篇的第五节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 34, verse 5.
第二件事，他说他曾经仰望神就有光荣。
The second thing was that he once looked to Him and were radiant.
所以当我们愿意仰望神的时候。就有亮光了。
When we're willing to look up to our Lord, then we will receive this radiance.
当神的脸光照我们的时候，
When the Lord's face shines upon us,
他说我们必不蒙羞。
That our faces will not be ashamed.
所以当神脸光照我们，我们就得福气了。
When the Lord shines upon us, and we will be blessed.
我们愿意仰望神的必不羞愧。
And those who are willing to lift our eyes and face to Him, we will not be ashamed.
哦，所以我们这边在读圣经啊，在读这个诗篇里面呢。
And now, when we're reading through the book of Psalms,
强调一个重点
it emphasizes one key point.
我们要投靠这位神
And that is to put our trust in this God.
凡投靠神的永不羞愧
And those who put their trust in Lord will never be ashamed.
因为当我们愿意仰望他来投靠他的时候
When we're willing to put our trust in him,
他的眼目就看着我们
His eyes will be fixed on us.
当神看着我们就是他的脸光照我们的时候
And when he looks upon us, that's also when his face shines upon us.
我们不但得到亮光我们知道方向
Not only will we gain radiance, we'll know the direction.
我们必然永不羞愧，因为神的恩典在我们身上。
Eventually, we will not be shamed.
诗篇三十一篇。
Psalm 31.
第一节。
Verse 1. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness.
再看第十七节。
Verse 17. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave.
你看这里在讲。投靠神的永不羞愧。
Those who put their trust in the Lord will never be ashamed.
所以我们仰望神。
When we put our trust in the Lord,
就有亮光，就有光荣了。
Then the radiance, light will shine upon us.
意思说就是有荣耀的。
And that is we have glory.
我们真的可以在敌人面前夸胜。
That we can truly triumph over our enemies.
所以大卫他说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我不怕遭害。
That's why David said, though I have walked through the valley of shadow of death, I will not fear. I will fear no evil.
神他要为我们在敌人面前摆设筵席。
For the Lord will place a feast before our enemies.
所以那个敌人最后缄默无声，一句话都不敢讲。
In the end, our enemies will be put to silence.
但是我们可以在主里面喜乐。
But we may rejoice in the Lord.
在患难当中还是欢欢喜喜。
And we may rejoice even in times of tribulation.
因为我们可以经历神的拯救。
Because we have experienced God's deliverance and saving.
这是第二件事情。大卫所经历过的。
And this is the second thing that David had experienced.
看回来三十四篇的第六节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 34, verse 6.
他说：“我这个困苦人呼求，神就垂听，救我脱离一切的患难。”
And this poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles.
我们如果呼求神
，If we cried out to God,
神就垂听我们祷告。
And God will listen to our prayers.
他救我们脱离患难。
He will save us from all of our troubles.
什么时候我们愿意呼求神，什么时候我们就经历神的拯救了。
Whenever we are willing to cry out to Him, that's the time when we will experience His saving.
这样的一个体验，如果我们经历过以后
，After we have experienced such a experience,
我们就知道说啊，神是可靠的。
Then we will know that God is worthy of our reliance.
不管什么问题
，regardless of the problems,
呼求他
，cry out to Him.
我们祷告他就听到了
And then he will listen to our prayer.
他用他的方法很奇妙帮我们解决
He will use miraculous ways to deliver us.
我们有位姐妹
We have a sister.
她从台湾移民来美国不久
And not long after she immigrated from Taiwan to the United States.
她移民的时候她有一间房子是 新的房子
So when she came
装修很漂亮的
When she came here she had a new house that was newly decorated.
她本来移民的时候 打算把这个房子卖掉了。
Before she moved out, she wanted to sell that house.
因为她觉得人不在，这个房子在那边哦，是一个负担呢。
And so she felt it was a burden if she was not in Taiwan, but the house was still there.
可是因着她的父亲说，你如果把房子卖掉，表示你就不回来了。那哇，她的父亲很伤心了。
But because her father told her, if you sell her house, that means you'll never come back. So her father was very sad.
所以她就说好吧，那就不要卖了。
So she thought, okay, do not sell the house. So she rented out.
她就把它出租了。
So the sister rented the house out.
千挑万选，选了一对年轻夫妇。
So after a long list, she picked a husband and wife.
啊，这个年轻的夫妇都有正当的职业，人也非常和善，看起来这是非常好的人。
So the young couple, they had a very good job, and they all looked like very good people.
这个做太太还准备要生孩子的。
And so the wife was about to give birth.
生活非常看起来就是很完美。
So it looked like the young couple had a very good life.
有很好的工作。
Had a good job.
而且这个看起来就是人家标准的青年。
So they look like the exemplary youth.
就很放心的把房子就租给他们了。
So the sister rented her house out to this couple.
那你知道没有经过多大概没经过几年了、啊、
And Bridget, she knew that only after about 2 years,
她就接到电话了。
And she received a phone call.
从这个邻居、哦、那个大楼里面邻居打电话出来的。
So she actually received phone calls from her neighbors, back in Taiwan.
就是那这里面的房客、哦、在做一些事情会让这个住户邻居觉得很味道很臭，他说很难闻的味道。
So that young couple was doing something in her house that caused a very foul smells to the neighbors.
很有可能在吸毒。
So very likely they were doing drugs.
啊，结果呢？那这个邻居就告密到警察局去了。
So the neighbors actually called the police.
那警察局就有一个记录啊。
So the police now has a record.
等到我们这个姐妹有一天回去探亲的时候
，And one day after the sister returned to Taiwan to visit，
就被叫到警察局去了。
So she was taken into the police station。
就问他说：“你这个房客是谁啊？他们是怎么样啊？”就想要知道细节。
So they asked her, "Who did you rent your house to, and how are they like?"
但是我们这个姐妹，她觉得说这个事情她没有经过她的房客的同意啊，她不可以随便把她的资料泄露给其他人。
And so she felt that she could not give out the personal information of her tenants to others.
她就私底下去找这个房客。
So she visited her tenants.
她说你们在做什么？
So she asked, what were you guys doing?
她就重申她这个租房子的原则，要怎么样在这个房子里面只能够做合法的事哦，不可以做非法的事哦。
So she stated her principles again that if you want to live here, you can't do anything illegal.
那这个房客也说好好，我们知道了。
So they all told her that they understand.
非常的友善的，很客气的啊，跟她说他们都没有什么事情。
And they were very friendly and very polite and told her they did not do anything illegal.
她就相信他们了。
So she believed them.
她就回来了。
She came back.
可是回来不久以后。
But not long after she returned to the States.
她从台湾的邻居打电话给她。
And again, her neighbors called from Taiwan.
那都跟她讲到她这个。他的房子发生的事情
，and they told her what happened to her house.
哇，他才很震惊啊
！And she was shocked.
他就觉得说，那这样子问题出大了。
So now she realized how big the problem actually is. 那时候
想说，那现在怎么办
？So she thought, what could she do then?
他接到这个电话的时候
，after she got the calls,
当时候马上跟神祷告
，she prayed to God immediately.
他说：“神啊，你帮我解决这个困难。
”And she asked God to help her solve the problem.
这个事情让他很挂心。
And because this was a very burdensome problem,
希望这些房客、哦、不要再租房子了，就赶快搬走吧。
And she prayed that her tenants would move out right away.
她就这样子祷告神了。
And that's how she prayed to God.
就真的她的祷告，就神就垂听她了。
And God heard her prayers.
她当时候接到电话的时候，跟神这样说，希望她的房客不要再租了、哦。
So during that time in her prayer, she asked God to help her tenant move out right away.
处理事情。
So later, when she returned to Taiwan to resolve the matter,
真的就是她祷告那个时候，她的房客决定不要再租她的房子，
True enough, 要搬走了。It was at that very moment in times of her prayer that her tenants decided not to live there anymore.
那她的房子被搞得一塌糊涂了。
And her house was in a mess.
但是神就帮助我们这位姐妹。
But God helped the sister.
她就知道说啊，她的心很平静。
And she was at peace.
因为她已经经历神听她的祷告。
Because she has already experienced God listening to her prayers.
神感动这些房客、啊、他们自动搬走了。
And God moved the tenants, so they moved out on their own.
虽然他们 欠她很多房租。
Even though they owed a lot of rent to her.
这两个人，这一对夫妻又不是这个坏人。
But this couple was no criminal.
他们就跟她讲他们的困难。
They told the sister their troubles.
很诚意的要跟她一起解决这个问题。
And they sincerely wanted to resolve the problem with her.
这个姐妹要感受到啊，感谢神，这个神真的为她扛起了那个重担。
So the sister truly thanked God how God has taken away this burden for her.
她不但没有生气啊。
Not only did she not get angry, she was filled with thanksgiving.
她觉得说这对年轻人很可怜。
And she felt pitiful for these young couple.
她把这个道理介绍给她。
So she preached the gospel to them.
她跟她说你们要来就近这位神。
And she told them you need to come to get to know this God.
和我们一起来参加这个聚会。
And come and study the Bible with us.
到教会来找神。
Come to the church and seek after God.
因为显然这对夫妻啊被那个毒瘾染上毒瘾这个坏习惯。
And so we can see that this couple, they were drug addicts.
本来一个很漂亮的一个太太啊。
Originally, this was a very beautiful wife.
整个人变得很憔悴。
She became very pale.
她变得这样子，瘦的这样不成人形。
And she was skinny to her bones.
很显然就是因为这个毒品的缘故。
And very apparently, it was because of drugs.
那所以她就跟她说：“你一定要来跟我一起来亲近这位神。”
Therefore, her sister told her, "You must come to church with me."
到神才有解决。
Only before God will you find a resolution.
才有办法真的看到人生的希望。
Only can you see the hope of life again.
跟我一起来尝尝这个主的恩典。
And come and taste the goodness and grace of our Lord with me.
感谢神，他真的他的这样的一个问题哦，神就真的帮他解决了。
So thank the Lord that God had helped her resolve her problem.
而且还这个时候，他能够把这个福音介绍给他这个房客。
Even at that time, she was able to preach to this couple.
所以他觉得。在当下他是很困苦，他觉得很有重担。
Even in the beginning, she felt she was greatly burdened.
他呼求神，神就垂听。
She cried out to God, and God heard her.
神就救离他，脱离这个患难。
And God saved her from all her troubles.
所以这位神啊，是又真又活的神。
Therefore, this is a true and living God.
三十四篇的第七节说。
Chapter 34, verse 7 says,
神的使者在敬畏他的人视为安宁，搭救他们。
And the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them.
所以我们愿意来投靠神的，
those who are willing to put their trust in God,
就经历神的拯救。
They will experience the saving grace of our Lord.
你看神帮助他，
see how God helped her,
帮助他的心很平静。
So she was able to have peace.
那个真的好像神的使者在保护着他一样。
Just as if the angel of the Lord encamped all around her.
所以敬畏神的人，
so those who fear God,
必然不会羞愧，
will not be ashamed.
有很多的好处，
there are many benefits,
是一件一件我们经历过的时候我们就尝到的。
Only after we experience them will we know them.
所以大卫他本身他用他这个经历来述说给众人听了。
David illustrated the psalm through his personal experiences.
他自己本身很在意神的名，他很敬畏神。
For he was fearful of the name of God.
所以他就懂得要寻求神。
Therefore he knew to seek after God.
他仰望神的拯救。
He looked up to the saving of the Lord.
他随时呼求神。
He prays and cried out to God at all times.
结果神就真的通通救他，神就垂听他的祷告。
And true enough, God listened to him and saved him.
让他不会羞愧。
So that he will not be put to shame.
所以你看大卫他在那个在危急时候，
So in times of trouble,
他怎么知道要用这个装疯卖傻这个方式？
How did David know to act mad to escape from the
situation? 真的是寻求神，神给他的智慧。
It was a wisdom God gives him after he cried out to God.
神帮助那个亚基王啊，
And God helped King
Achish. 让他真的认为大卫真的是疯子一样。
So he also thought that David was a madman.
所以你看很自然的大卫他脱身了。
So very naturally, David escaped.
他真的知道神是拯救他的神。
He knew God was a God of deliverance.
所以第八节他说，
Verse 8,
你们要来尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man who trusts in him.
投靠他的有福了。
And blessed is a man who trusts in him.
他现在给我们一个很重要的呼吁，他邀请我们。
And now it's a very important invitation.
第九节说，
Verse 9,
主的圣民啊，你们应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him.
少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求神的什么好处都不缺的。
Verse 10, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
所以他用你看那个百兽之王那个狮子在寻找猎物来做比喻。
So he used the king of all animals, the lion, as an example.
虽然狮子很厉害，他那个少壮狮子就很猛，很 很快速可以抓到猎物。
Even though the young lions are very ferocious and catch their prey.
但是那个少壮狮子也有那个失手的时候。
And there are times the young lions will lack and suffer hunger.
有时候真的，如果在饥荒的时候，那个少壮狮子也没用，躺在那边喘气而已，也没有猎物可以抓。
So even in times of famine, the young lions would not have any prey to catch.
所以少壮狮子也会有缺食忍饿的时候。
So there will be times when even the young lions will lack and suffer hunger.
但是敬畏神的，什么好处都不缺。
But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
我们愿意寻求神的，神就提供我们所需用的。
And those who are willing to seek after the Lord, the Lord will provide for us.
神的恩惠啊，如果我们尝到人就很明白。
Those who have tasted the goodness of our Lord will understand this.
不管大小事，
whether big or small things,
不管顺境逆境，
whether prosperity or adversity,
愿意来寻求他的，
those who are willing to seek after him,
他不但保守我们，
not only will he watch over us, he will save us.
他又赐给我们一个很满足、很喜乐的心情。
And he will grant us a heart of content.
所以他说，神的圣民啊，要来敬畏他。
And therefore says, the saints of the Lord shall come and praise him.
敬畏他有太多好处。
For there are too many good things in fearing the Lord.
那在敬畏的同时呢？
At the same time, when we fear the Lord,
我们一定还会再歌颂他的。
We will also praise him.
所以神的圣民啊，要做什么？
So what should the saints of the Lord do?
我们看31篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 31.
31篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 31, verse 4. Verse 4, pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me.
不起，30篇第四节。
Oh, chapter 30, verse 4. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks to the at the remembrance of His holy name.
这里说神的圣名一起来歌颂神。
Here says, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His.
要称赞他可纪念的圣名。
And give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name.
当我们尝到主恩的滋味之后，
after we have tasted the grace of our Lord,
歌颂神的伟大。
Together we'll sing and praise the greatness of our Lord.
我们到教会来，除了听道理、祷告之外呢？
Apart from listening to sermon and praying at the church,
很重要的一部分就是我们用诗歌、用我们的歌声来赞美神。
Another important element is to praise and give thanks to God with our voices.
从心里面发出那个颂赞的歌声啊。
And sing praises from the bottom of our heart. And that is the most beautiful.
所以当我们众人一起唱诗的时候，
so when we sing and praise God together,
真的我们可以感受到那个在主里真好。
We can feel how good it is to be in the Lord.
我们诗班很需要弟兄姐妹一起来加入，来赞美神。
And our choir is in need of members to join to praise God together.
我们在歌颂神的时候，
so in the times of praising God,
很自然的我们的心会安静下来。
Very naturally, our hearts will be calmed.
我们会对神越来越感受。
And more experience we'll have toward God.
然后呢，我们会生出一个很重要的那个心来。
And we will have a very important heart.
就是我要来爱这位神。
And that is, I will love this God.
我们看诗篇31篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 31.
31篇，我们请看第23节。
Psalm chapter 31, verse 23. O love the Lord, all you saints, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person.
你看他说圣民啊，要来爱他。
And it says, all you his saints,
我们来敬畏神。
We must fear the Lord.
我们来歌颂神。
And come to praise the Lord.
进一步的，我们要爱他。
Furthermore, to love him.
我们爱神会有行动。
So when we love God, we will have actions.
我们会回报神的恩典，我们会愿意奉献。
We'll be willing to repay His grace.
我们愿意服侍，我们愿意付出。
We'll be willing to serve and to give our effort.
我们会觉得我们的时间、我们的生命是神保守下来的。
And we will know and understand that our life and time is given by God.
所以我们的时间、我们的精神会放在神的身上。
Therefore, we will put our mind and our time on the matters of God.
我们爱神，也会去爱神所爱的人。
We will not only love God, but love those whom God loves.
所以我们爱神的人，最后真的会越来越谦卑了。
So in the end, those who love God will only become more and more humble.
我们会身上彰显出神的性情来。
We will manifest the nature of God.
我们会变得很诚实。
We will become truthful.
我们变得很美善。
We will become good.
所以我们的身上就发挥出那个神的光辉来。
So our body will give out this glory of God.
我们的生命本身会彰显出神的荣耀。
And again, our life will also give out the glory of God.
我们敬畏神，神的脸光照我们。
When we fear God, His face will shine upon us.
我们的容貌就反射出神的荣耀来。
And our face countenance will reflect God's glory.
让我们一起来尝尝主恩的滋味。
So let us come and taste the goodness of our Lord.
一起来敬畏他。
Come to fear him.
来歌颂他。
Come to praise him.
来爱他。
Come to love him.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
480首。
Sing him 480.